Good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen. I'm Melody Cederstrom, and you're listening to Financial Survival. My co-host for Monday is usually Dave Allen, but he snuck off for a week, and he's taking a well-deserved holiday. So I hope he has a great week. And then I had to think about who was going to sit in for Dave, and I couldn't think of anyone better than Pastor Butch Paul.
I appreciate that, but I want to tell you, folks, you meant to say I looked and looked and looked, but I couldn't find anything but Pastor Butch Paul. That's what she wanted to say, but she'd be too polite to say that.
No.
I had to stick with the bottom of the barrel, so I could find.
Well, then I'm at the bottom of the barrel, too, so it's a good place to be sometimes. You don't have to worry about staying on top. But, hey, I want to thank you for joining me for the whole week, and we're going to have a lot of information, a lot of fun, and we're going to continue to bring our listeners our opinion and commentary for today's economic and political events. It's Monday, September 28th. 2020. We're going to be heading into October. Woo-wee.
I know. Hard to believe.
Boy. Well, let's see what gold headed into today. You know, it was a nice day for everything was up today. I don't think there was anything. The U.S. dollar was the only thing that was in red for the day, so everything was up. Gold was up $20 at $1,881. Silver was up 76 cents at $23.75. Platinum was up $39 at $890. Palladium was up 74 at $2,326. We have the USDX was down 0.30 at 94.27. Crude oil was up 33 cents at 40.58. And the paper markets today, you know, that was a bang-up day in the markets. 410 points for the Dow, 27,584. The NASDAQ was up 203, 11,117. The S&P was up 53 at 3,351. And supposedly this huge rally is all based on hopes of a stimulus package. Yeah, that's it. 10-year yield, 0.66%. Hey, the markets around the world they're flying, they're roaring, and everything's good in, I guess, the land of Oz or whatever you want to call us, because it's just, you know, and what's interesting is there was a report, and this is actually, I'm not a fan of Yahoo News at whatever, but this is a Bloomberg report on Yahoo News. And it says, after deploying almost $9 trillion, crisis fighters face new dilemmas. And, of course, the reference is the central banks across this country. And for the first time in its history, we talked about this before, the first time in its history, the U.S. Federal Reserve, that's our country's history too, but the Federal Reserve's history bought a wide variety of corporate debt issued by blue chip borrowers such as Apple, just as well as junk bonds from riskier companies. And you want to know why the stock market isn't, or why the stock market is going up so much and the tech is leading? The Bank of Japan. This article states it as the petri dish for central banking after more than two decades of extraordinary stimulus, launched a $940 billion package of loan support for businesses. Now, these are just a couple of examples of how these central banks are just doing what needs to do, digging deeper and deeper into their monetary toolboxes. It's the same thing as I've been saying, but I'm saying what they can pull out of their hats. It's the same thing. To cushion, you know, what is happening, the recession that we're in. And the more tasks you give to central banks, the article says, the more they're dealing with trade-offs associated with political choices. That's, you know... And this is coming from a HSBC guy, Senior Economic Advisor Stephen King. He says, in the old days, in the old days, monetary policy was very much a story about price stability. One tool, interest rates. One objective, price stability. It's not that anymore. You know, you had central banks from Washington to Wellington flooded financial markets with liquidity. They backstopped companies. They helped to finance massive government stimulus. The Blitz included 164 interest rate cuts in 147 days. This is according to a tally by Bank of America. Altogether, the banks pumped in $8.5 trillion in monetary support and governments in an additional $11 trillion in fiscal stimulus. So we're looking at $20 trillion. I mean, does anybody get it? Amanda Cage, she's president and chief executive officer of the National Fund for Workforce Solutions based in D.C. She says what she fears is many of the millions of jobs lost in the hospitality and healthcare sectors aren't coming back. She also sees another tsunami of job losses coming at state and local governments. The crisis has shown a light on disparities that were there before, but most people were blind to see. And it's true, Butch, people just don't see anything. Nowhere is the dependence on central banks more visible than in the financial markets. The biggest central banks, excluding the People's Bank of China, now own assets worth almost one quarter of the world's stock market capitalization. That's four times the pre-2008 level. Those holdings are only going to grow. And this is out by J.P. Morgan in August, which estimated that since February, the central banks of the U.S., the U.K., the Eurozone, Japan expanded their balance sheets, again, trillions and trillions of dollars. I mean, it just goes on. The snowballing power of the central banks is a source of great frustration for investors like some. At some level, the markets don't make sense anymore. And this is what I liked about this guy's line. His last name is Diggle. He's an Oxford University graduate. He says, you are playing poker against the man who can make his own chips. I like that. He says it's a very bad idea. Economics textbooks tell us that cheap money gushing out of central banks should eventually get people spending again and businesses hiring, pushing up prices and wages. That would allow the central banks to slow their intervention, halt their stimulus, and maybe even unwind it once the recovery is strong enough. But if you look at our history, it does tell a different story. Rates were beginning to rise until President Trump was begging Powell to lower them. And so, kind of an interesting article, and it just goes to show what's next. What's next? What else are they going to pull out of their hat of surprises that you get to pay for?
Pelosi says they are working on another bailout. I haven't heard a whole lot more about that, but I don't think it's ever going to happen before election, obviously. They're not going to have time to do it now if you wanted to. They can't get done before election for sure. So my question is, what's going to happen after the election? I don't know what this is going to bring. I don't know who's going to win. I'm tending to think Trump will probably pull it out of the hat again. I don't know that. So what would they do then? That's something I just don't know. I mean, if people are counting on this, Melody, they're gambling. It's almost like playing the market.
Oh, they'll do the stimulus, but only when it's necessary. I went into a store today, and I was looking for a particular item, and of course he says it'll be months before you get it. He says business is booming. He says don't let anybody tell you that it isn't. Of course, I didn't tell him what I do. But it's interesting. And then I got to thinking, well, people always want what you can't have. So if the product was there, would everything still be as busy? I don't buy it. You can't be losing these numbers. I mean, you're going to have some degree of pent-up demand. Absolutely. I mean, I can't even get a bicycle. Months.
You can't, it's been by the way, you can't even find cannon. Can't even find cannon salt here. You know, people use salt to can their different things with. Or
can't find salt.
Can't find salt. You cannot find quart jars. They're missing. We looked all over the internet trying to find some. You can't find any of these things. So yeah, maybe business is booming, but there are a lot of products for sure. I went to the store today for Marsha, which I hate to do. She wants some Jiffy Mix, and they don't have any in stock. Then we're going to get more back in. Matter of fact, the manager said, there's no point in asking because I don't know when we're going to get these things in. Yeah. We need more of these things in. They don't know.
They just don't know. And you have to ask yourself, well, you know, things have been up and running again, but it just didn't happen here in the United States. This is product demand from around the world.
Yep, it is.
And also the supply chain coming in from China. What's China holding back? Are they supplying other countries before it's coming to us? We don't know these answers.
No, we don't. But the article I have here says grocers stockpile and build pandemic pallets ahead of winter. Resurgence of COVID-19 cases and the impending holiday rush prompts retailers to sideline lean inventory strategies. And this goes on to say this: grocery stores and food companies are preparing for a possible surge in sales amid a new rise in COVID-19 cases and impending holiday rush. Supermarkets are stockpiling groceries and storing them early to prepare for the fall and winter months, when some health experts warn the country could see another widespread outbreak of virus cases and new restrictions. Food companies are accelerating production of their most popular items, and leaders across the country are saying they won't be caught unprepared in the face of another pandemic surge. I hope this is real and hope it can pull off. I do. Wintertime is coming. Yeah. And I don't know what that's going to mean in the future, but I just know that when I talked to the local food line here in Somersville, West Virginia, they said, no point in asking us questions about when we're going to get stock in, because we just don't know when the next truck's going to run. That's what they said.
Yep. The only thing that is flowing, that there's no problem in getting, are flu shots.
Oh, yeah, they're everywhere. Totally free, too.
And I said, so somebody told me today that I got my, they were getting their flu shots. I says, well, I'm not getting the flu shots. I said, why would I? You know, everybody's going to be staying home this winter. Everybody's wearing masks, so the risk of contracting the flu is pretty nil. Healthiest winters that we have.
Dr. Oz said the flu shots can increase your chances for COVID also. Now, I didn't make it up, but Dr. Oz said that. You can find that on video. So, I haven't taken a flu shot ever, and I hadn't had the flu since I don't know when, if ever.
There's only one time I thought I might have had the flu. I don't know if it was a bad case of bronchitis or the flu. But I didn't have I don't think I really did have the flu. So I don't think I ever had it, maybe when I was a little girl.
A flu, I understand, has symptoms like aching and fever and different things. I don't know. I don't never had the flu myself, but they say it's accompanied by certain traits it always has, certain symptoms. So I don't know, but I know I've never had the flu, never taken a flu shot, and I'm not going to start now, especially when Dr. Oz, which is generally a pretty good resource, says don't do it, it'll increase your chances of COVID.
Well, I know I had bronchitis several times, and so if COVID is real, I don't want it I know what it's like when you can't breathe, and it's not fun.
Yeah, that'd be scary.
It's not fun.
You know, you talk about the banks, but you may have saw this. J.P. Morgan is in trouble. Bank forced to pay $1 billion for market manipulation. Now, folks, listen to this. Josh Sergison talks with Tim Pennicott, the Liberty Advisor, about the latest news on J.P. Morgan that the mega bank has fined $1 billion, now pay attention, for rigging gold, silver, and treasury manipulation. Did you hear that? You always say this, Melody, that gold and silver prices are rigged, and here it is. It's commonplace to see major banks spoofing prices of gold and silver alongside pretty much every other major market. As reported earlier this week, Deutsche Bank had been paying off settlements for the gold and silver manipulation for years. J.P. Morgan traders have gone to jail over this alongside traders in many major banks. This fine, however, breaks records. Of course, J.P. Morgan's Jamie Dimon will simply pay off the fine with the bailout money from taxpayers, most likely. Also, the fine barely scratches the surface of what they're actually made in value by spoofing markets. But there you go. Now, you've been saying that. Deutsche Bank was caught. J.P. Morgan traders have gone to jail for this, and now they got fined $1 billion for rigging gold and silver prices. How much more evidence do you need to know that they are holding down the prices for a purpose? How much more proof, people, can we give you that the banks are holding down gold and silver prices? And if they lose that control, gold and silver will end up owning them. Go ahead, Miller. I get started pretty wild there. But, that's good. Proof beyond words. Yep. That's what I can say. They're rigging the game. You've been saying that for years.
It's just like playing poker.
When you get all the chips, and they make all the chips.
Yeah, where they make, yeah.
Yeah, that's very true. But you've been saying this for years. You've been saying it and saying it and saying it. And now they're coming, finally come out and admit it as far as proving it. And even $1 billion fine, which is, our writer is right, J.P. Morgan, $1 billion, is like them fining you, a dollar for whatever. Yep. I mean, it's no big deal. Just pay the fine, move on, and keep on doing it. We're making tons of money on the side doing this. Why should we stop now?
Yeah, I know.
So, folks, that's why silver and gold is not $10,000 an ounce, silver $150 an ounce, because it's been rigged. Go ahead. I'll get all
that. But the thing of it is, they're going to continue to rig it, just like they rig the stock market. Only they're rigging it to the upside. All their quantitative easing programs, the buybacks, the buying into the corporate bonds. I mean, it is all pushing the stock market higher. And you know what? It's going to continue. I don't think this is going to break before the election.
No, it's not.
The only thing I could think that it might break before this election is after the debate tomorrow. I mean, if it really just slides one way or the other, depending on which way it slides. The other two debates don't matter. I think this is the only debate that matters, is the first one. Because everybody's going to be watching the first one, and after that it's going to be all the same old stuff. So,
well, the continual strife and turmoil and name-calling and mud-throwing, this election has not slowed down. It's disgusting beyond words. But all you see on the news now is this about Biden, this about Trump, and we'll discuss more about it a little bit after the break, maybe. Mm-hmm. But we're seeing so much happen now, and it's all about the election, and there's none of it really good. It's all no substance, just name-calling.
That's the world we live in, and who started it? Who started it? We'll be right back. Think about it. Please stay tuned.
Since the beginning of the United States, kings have sought it, nations have fought for it. It has been traded, borrowed, purchased, and stolen. There is a reason for it: to secure the blessings of liberty to ourselves and our posterity. Invest with the security of gold and silver. Call Discount Gold and Silver Trading at 1-800-375-4188. That's 1-800-375-4188. Listen to Financial Survival with your host, Melody Cederstrom, on Shortwave Radio. Visit DiscountGoldAndSilverTrading.net or call 1-800-375-4188. That's 1-800-375-4188. For the very best in gold and silver trading, call toll-free 1-800-375-4188. That's 1-800-375-4188. Call now.
Melody Cederstrom and CSC Talk Radio team up as Common Sense Voices of Integrity. I personally endorse Melody Cederstrom to be your trusted go-to expert for all your precious metal needs. Experts agree a financial crisis and even collapse is inevitable. Given our government's lack of economic leadership and self-interest of those in power, it's no longer a question of if you should purchase gold and silver, but if you will purchase gold and silver before it's too late. Melody encourages you to tune in each weekday morning. Visit CSCTalkRadio.com. We both agree truth and education are the two significant factors in both our missions. There is a wealth of misinformation out there. Let Melody and Beth Ann help you sort through the chaos and bring you home to the truths that will ensure that you and your family are protected. Call Discount Gold and Silver Trading, 1-800-375-4188, or online at DGScoins.com. Melody and Beth Ann are strong forces together, working to preserve liberty and bring America home.
And welcome back, ladies and gentlemen. You're listening to Financial Survival, brought to you by Discount Gold and Silver Trading, 1-800-375-4188. That's 1-800-375-4188. Butch.
Yes, ma'am. I'm right
here. It is an interesting discussion. We're going to be talking about elections. Let me just finish this up. I don't know if we talked about this, but, 64% of Americans say that the state of the economy is worse off today compared to the same time frame a year ago. 6% of Democrats say the economy is worse now. 50% of Republicans say the economy has remained about the same.
Okay, that's why there's millions of people not out of work, right? And there's not 20, yeah. I mean, everybody's full employment, everybody's booming, so nothing's changed. And I'm not blaming Trump for that. I'm not at all. The coronavirus, of course, was a huge hit. The pandemic, the shutdown, the economies worldwide. But it's not the same as it was a year ago. Sorry
but
about that, folks.
But who are these 50% of Republicans? Who are they?
I don't know. There must be Bubba living on welfare somewhere because the economy shortchanged a lot of workers. I know that. I just got an article here that I want to share because it's not American. They say it's out of Guatemala. But this, every time I read one of these articles, it touches my heart because I can only imagine how these people must feel. And a man who works for a living that cannot feed his family. I can only imagine how desperate he must feel inside. And I know that, there is a God who supplies our needs. And I know all that. But it still doesn't take away the concern that the children need something and I can't get it right now. It doesn't take that away. I don't care who you are. If you love your family, you're concerned for them. The article says, no meat, no milk, no bread. Hunger crisis racks Latin America. He couldn't feed his family. Matilda Alonso knew it was true, but couldn't believe it. The pandemic had just hit Guatemala in full force, and Alonso, a 33-year-old construction worker, was suddenly jobless. He sat up all alone till late at night, his mind racing, and fought back tears. He had 6 mouths to feed, no income, and no hope. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner all looked the same. Tortilla with salt, tortilla with beans, tortilla with rice. No meat, no chicken. No milk or bread. Nothing to add to it. Now, I can only... Melody, you and I have never faced that. I never have. We grew up in Monroeville, West Virginia. My dad worked hard, really hard. And there are times when I know money was scarce, but there was always plenty of food on the table. Maybe nothing but brown beans and cornbread. But we had food on the table. People like this have 6 mouths to feed and don't know how they're going to put any kind of food on the table. That's got to be heartbreaking. Would you agree?
Absolutely.
Now, why do we think here in America? Now, it is happening more here, by the way, folks. It's not. No. It's happening more here. I realize that. But the masses in America still have not faced the day that they couldn't find something to eat. The masses. I know some have. But the masses have not. Let's say when a third of the population one day gets up and realizes, hey, there's no food in the house. What's going to happen? Desperate people do desperate things, sometimes stupid things, because they have no answers. It's coming to America. We don't want to think about it. I don't like to think about it. I don't like to talk about it. But folks, the nation forgets God has turned into hell. Psalms 9:17 says so. And I can't imagine hell being a pleasant place to be for any reason. So it's happened in Guatemala with Matilde Alonso and feeding his six hungry mouths. It could happen in America. And that is something that it doesn't really, it scared me a little bit to the point that I think people are going to go hungry, Millie, but it really breaks my heart to think about these things because you and I cannot imagine our children going hungry. We never faced that. We can't imagine our children not going to bed with nothing in their stomachs. That'd be rough.
It would be. And remember just last year, I talked about this before when we had a day in Nicaragua. And, I mean, you really don't see what poor is.
No, we don't.
And, I mean, I've seen people live in shanties and shacks and things like that before. And even southern Mexico, which is kind of part of that same region. And I think one of the only, of course, you have Costa Rica. They've got some wealth in there. And Belize, you have some wealth in there. But, you know, these other Latin countries. But, you know, it's, I don't know how different it is. I mean, when you're hungry, you're hungry. When you can't feed your family, yeah, it's a big difference. But they live in
squalor.
I don't know if they're accustomed, but that's
well, they probably are. That's where most of them spend their lives, Melody. I was in Vietnam. Yeah. I was in Thailand and Laos, mm-hmm. along the rivers. The people lived along rivers where we used to have to travel sometimes, and they lived in huts with bamboo floors,
mm-hmm.
and they catch out of what they call a klong in Thailand. It's called a klong, just a big long mud hole during rain season. They take a net and go in. That's where they bath, by the way. They bath in the klong. They wear sarongs, they wouldn't go naked, but they would take a bath right through the klong in these mud holes, these ditches. And then they fish them. Well, anything they caught, they took home, had the rice and what to eat. And the folks, I saw this with my eyes. Don't tell me it doesn't work. I saw them catch rice beetles. Oh, they're huge. Probably 1.5 inches, 2 inches long. And put them inside a hollow pipe and roast them. Then pop them open and eat them. I saw them with my eyes. So don't tell me that I haven't seen people that weren't doing without. But I got to say this, too, on top of that. Most of these people were friendly people. They were kind people.
Yep.
But
very
they had
kind.
Nothing. They had nothing. Mm-hmm. Compared to us, when I come home, I thought, I mean, the poorest among us here in most of America live like a wealthy person in these nations.
That's very true. And that was kind of, I don't know if this is a right point or a bad point or whatever, but what I'm trying to point is, when it happens here, there's a larger degree of falling, of shock, not being able to survive.
And anger.
The people in these poor countries, they take it in stride. You know, yes, their bellies are hungry, and yes, they hurt, and yes, you know, they might have those same emotions, but you know what? I think they know how to survive.
They've done it for generations. We haven't.
Yes, and we haven't.
That's very true.
And so the reaction here will be so much different. And it's not going to matter who's in office. It's not going to matter.
This sounds really sad, but it's not going to matter whose fault it is. Well, people are hungry. Don't care really the time whose fault it is. They just
care.
Want something to eat. When I was in Nam, especially, they didn't care who won the war. They just wanted something to eat and get out of their face. I mean, they didn't say that in a way that they would cuss you for doing that. No. But you could tell that they didn't care if the Vietnamese, China ruled over them, or we ruled over them, or the French ruled over them. They didn't care. All they wanted to do is have some peace so they could grow their rice and live. We weren't stopping communism, so to speak, because the people want to stop it. We stopped it for other reasons. I'll tell you what they are now, but I won't get into it now. Heroin, different things else. I know for a fact CIA flew heroin out in body bags. I saw that. But nonetheless, those people just want to be left alone and feed the family. That's all they ask for.
Yeah.
That's just the way it is, folks. In America, we have become so accustomed to luxuries that most of the world never know.
Yeah. And you think today, even you think the world is more modernized. Well, absolutely, in some parts. But there's a lot of those same areas that haven't changed.
I agree.
That haven't changed at all. So, but yeah, my point is it will be a bigger shock to the people here in this country. And it doesn't matter, and you're right, it doesn't matter who's in office, because they're not going to blame the correct one anyway, because they're too busy being angry. And they're just going to be angry at, they'll be angry at who's closest
at society,
to them.
Period.
Maybe
angry
at who's
society.
Closest to them.
Yes, exactly.
You know, someone who doesn't think the same, or someone who, you know, is different. That's who they'll get angry at. They'll get angry. You're right. In society, they'll reach out and attack society. And but anyway, what's next?
Along the same lines, I mean, this is not nearly as desperate as these people are, but airlines face worth crisis since 9/11 as funding ends. Remember, this Thursday, folks, is it. The airlines are going to start laying off. But Virginia Ballesteros, having the wings of a United Airlines flight attendant ceremonially pinned to her chest, was the fulfillment of a dream she had held for four years. Ever since some crew members she served as a waitress told her she might have what it takes. "I'm going to make it," Ballesteros recalls thinking. "I'm going to have some security. I'm going to have," now mark that word down, "I'm going to have some security. A retirement. A 401k. This is an amazing job. I was just so happy." That was January 2nd. "I said 2020 is going to be my year." Soon, news of a novel coronavirus from Wuhan, China, began spreading. In the first few months on the job, the 29-year-old was working evacuation flights as people sought to get to their home countries as the world was locked down. Now she's on the verge of seeing her long-held dream end, facing being furloughed as one of the 16,300 United employees and more than 35,000 across the airline industry, set to be out of a job come Thursday. It's another devastating blow for an industry facing a crisis, and analysts say is already far worse than expected after the September 11, 2001 terrorist attack, and one that has already seen employment in their transportation decline by 100,000 jobs, according to one measure. Now, folks, she thought she was going to have security when she became an airline stewardess. She now knows coming Thursday, she'll probably lose her job. Now, I'm saying this out of a kind heart. There's no such thing as job security for anyone, for a lot of reasons. If you do not secure your own future and your own financial needs, while you can, you may find out one day that you have no security at all. And you say, well, you need to trust in God. I totally agree. But he also teaches us to secure ourselves and our homes and families, to provide for a family for what's coming in the future. That's Bible completely. In fact, it says a righteous man gives an inheritance to his children's children. That's what righteous men do. So, nonetheless, Jeannie Ballesteros will probably be out of work in a couple days, and she's going to lose her security, her 401k, her insurance, retirement, all that. That's coming up, Melody, real soon. But 100,000 jobs have already been cut in the travel industry. That's a huge, huge cut, is it not?
Yes, it really is. But we see this in all different industries now, where if they don't get any stimulus and bailout from the government, that, you know, they're all going to continue to lay off. So, this is the worst crisis they've had since 9/11. Bailout funding ends. And again, they're going to do a stimulus once the markets begin to fall. That's the key. And they're not going to give it when the markets are going up. They're not going to do any stimulus. They're just dragging their feet until they need it. And so when you see them do the stimulus, then you know there's some real problems in the background.
Yep.
Because they're not going to lose the... They're not going to... What was that old saying? You're not going to... I don't know what it is, but you're not going to do something before they need it. So, But again, no one can survive without government money. No one is surviving without government money. Think about it.
That's very true, and that's an oxymoron also. Government doesn't make money in a sense that it does, and they can earn it. It just prints it, which means it means it's our money going out the window.
Right.
And so, I think I have time to share this next article. I think you'll find it interesting. You may read this already. Maine becomes first state to try ranked choice voting for president. You know how countries like Israel and places, they have to get a certain percentage in order to be office, and they may have three or four people running, and they count out the votes, and whoever's the highest percentage gets to be president. Next one down gets to be vice president. You know what I'm talking about, right?
Yes, yes.
Okay. This November, Maine. Now, folks, listen. This is a huge change in voting in America. That's the way with electoral Congress altogether. This November, Maine voters won't be throwing their votes away if they decide to vote for a third-party candidate, because they'll still be able to vote for Joe Biden or Donald Trump. On Monday, the state Supreme Judicial Court upheld the use of ranked choice voting for its presidential and congressional races, resisting efforts by the state Republicans to force a stop to its use. In ranked choice voting, citizens are asked to choose, are not asked to choose a single candidate. They are permitted to rank the candidates from the most to least favorite. In order to win a ranked choice vote, a candidate is required to earn a majority of votes, more than 50%, not just a plurality. In the event no candidate gets a majority of votes, the candidate with the fewest votes is tossed out of the running. Then the votes are tallied again, but for voters whose favorite was just tossed out, the second choice now counts as their vote. This continues until one candidate has earned at least 50% of the votes. Melody, see this trip.
Yes,
this
Pastor Butch.
This is Maine, USA. I mean, really? I don't know. I don't want to say about that. Somebody's going to win in the state, but it's not going to be, because you got necessarily the most votes between all the candidates. It's going to mean that he maybe was second choice for a while, then he moved up to first choice because everybody, I don't know. That to me is insane. But there you go. No matter who you vote for, your vote's going to count at least somewhat. You can vote for all three or four of them. Just pick the one you want most and go down the list.
I know. It just can't get any crazier, can it?
It really
or can't.
It? I don't know. The whole country goes this insanity. Oh. I mean, I'm looking at this, I'm thinking, the Electoral College is going to be destroyed.
It is. That's their goal.
Oh. Unbelievable.
But I'd like
stuff.
To, you know what? I'd like to think that our system is a little stronger than they are. I'd like to think that when it comes down to the push and the shove of changing that it couldn't get done.
Well, it got done in Maine, right through the state Supreme Court.
Well, I'm talking on the federal level.
I know you are. One state's going though.
And what we're going, and we're heading into our next break. We'll be right back, ladies and gentlemen. Please stay tuned.
Food prices have increased over 40%. Energy prices have increased over 20%. Wheat and gas prices have increased over 70%. What's going to be next? Do you see these trends reversing or even stabilizing? All fiat currencies have always failed and collapsed their economies on their way down. The Roman Empire, China, France, Argentina, Finland, Mexico, Russia, and Zimbabwe all tried fiat currency and all collapsed into chaos. Meanwhile, the dollar has lost over 97% of its gold value since 1971, when an ounce of gold was valued at $35. If your assets are in paper, you are in danger. Protect your assets with gold and silver. Visit Discount Gold and Silver Trading at DGScoins.com. That's DGScoins.com or call 1-800-375-4188. That's 800-375-4188. Protect yourself and your family.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
And welcome back, ladies and gentlemen. You're listening to Financial Survival, brought to you by Discount Gold and Silver Trading. 1-800-375-4188. That's 1-800-375-4188. What's next, Butch?
Well, more on the elections, obviously. Trump says U.S. election winner might not be known for months. U.S. President Donald Trump, accompanied by Vice President Mike Pence, arrives at a campaign rally in Newport News, Virginia, U.S. on September 25th. U.S. President Donald Trump said on Friday that Americans might not know the winner of the November presidential election for months due to the disputes over the mail ballots, building on his criticism of a method that could be used by half of U.S. voters this year. I don't know what to comment on that. I don't know how to add to that. I don't know what to say. Will those votes be given so much time after the election to get in? I mean, if they're not there right on the election night, or they would have like a week, if the mail's slow, or they don't get them in the ballot, or in the ballot mailed out in time, would there be a delay for them to get the ballots in? I mean, this thing is ripe for fraud. Of course, it always had been ever since I've been alive. But this is probably one of the worst, been ripe for fraud. I don't know, Melody. I mean, how's that going to work? I mean, is there going to be a grace period in case you don't make it there to get it done?
You know, here's this argument, though, too. Everybody's aware of what's going on in this election. It just might make it a little more difficult to have fraud because everybody's looking over everybody's back. And, you know, I'm just, you know.
I don't know.
I mean, isn't it true? If something's out in the open, it's kind of hard to do. It's kind of hard to steal the cookie out of the cookie jar if everybody's watching, right?
They should get sidetracked on something else.
True. Very true.
If there's riots in the streets, maybe some other huge chaos going on, people may get their eyes off that and they'll pay attention until it's too late. I don't know. This is the most dreaded election in my lifetime.
What people have to remember is it's all by design.
It is by
design.
This
is exactly the kind of election both sides want. I was driving somewhere this weekend. And I was, you know, flipping the stations and so forth. And I came across this talk program. I didn't get the whole story. And I was kind of shocked. But they were talking about the ballots, and they were talking about mailing them out. And normally, ballots are mailed out to military people overseas so they can vote. I don't know if this was this one select country. I don't know. That's the part I didn't hear the opening dialogue on this. But not one ballot was sent. So how are these people going to vote? Not one ballot, they said, was mailed, received. Now, I don't know, again, I didn't hear the opening dialogue. It could have been 10 ballots. It could have been 1,000. It could have been 10,000. I don't know. But just the commentary alone tells you that this is, I don't know. You know, if you want me to name names, I don't know. I just believe it's both sides. I think it's all by design. I think it's by the powers to be. I think it is the elite.
I tend to agree. When you mentioned the military, I thought this article was kind of important too, because it does show the kind of state of the military in this mental sphere anyway. Military suicide is up as much as 20% in COVID era. It's out of AP. Military suicides have increased by as much as 20% this year compared to the same period in 2019. In some instances, of violent behavior has spiked as service members struggle over COVID-19 war zone deployments, national disasters, and civil unrest. While the data is incomplete and causes of suicide are complex, Army and Air Force officials say they believe the pandemic is adding to stress an already strained force. And senior Army leaders who say they've seen about 30% of active duty suicides so far this year told the AP that they are looking at a shortening combat deployments. Such a move would be part of a broader effort to make the well-being of soldiers and families in Army's top priority. We're taking combat readiness and weapons modernization. So 20% in the Air Force and apparently up to 30% in the Army increase in suicide. That's really sad, because the suicide rate in the military is already high. I don't know what all the strain is. I don't know. Maybe they're seeing the unrest in the country. They're afraid to leave their families here with what's going on in this nation. Maybe some are afraid they'll be asked to deploy against their own people. I have no idea what the reasons are, but that's a huge jump, and it's already high to begin with. Do you agree, Melody?
I mean, I do, and I believe I know the intense training alone would bring people to suicide. I don't think being in the military is easy. I think in the world that we live today, when we talk about, when we talk about the amount of medication, I don't know if you can get in if you're on medication, or once you're in, they prescribe medication for depression and so forth. You have these military folks who enlist, and how many tours are they on? I don't think there's any limitations. I don't know, Butch. You're the military guy, so stop me, somewhere along the line if I'm, But so I think there's a lot that could, lead up to that.
And the stress of the military, I think, has increased a lot since I got out. I got out in 67. Mm-hmm. So I can't speak for the day and what's happening, and all these wars are unneeded, unjust wars. We know that.
Agreed.
But I was in one also, and I was not in intensive combat. A lot of them were, but I can tell you now, the parts I've seen, you don't want anything to do with. If people think that this chaos coming to this country, if we go into firefights in the streets, I promise you, you've never seen anything like it, and I pray you never do. I can't explain to you what it means to see somebody head blown off in a street fight. Not even know who shot him. Don't know who's shooting. I can't explain it to you. If you haven't seen it, I can't explain it to you. Hope it doesn't happen here. But nonetheless, the military during the Vietnam War, especially the last several years of it, were so demoralized because they knew they couldn't win. They were told not to win. All they wanted to do was get their time in. And I know for a fact that there were heroin devices right on the front lines. People get high before they went to fight. That's the only way they can make it through these things. Now, this is a fact. And a lot more that I can tell you, I'm not going to tell you now. So, yes, the military is in a hateful atmosphere, especially when they're told that they can't proceed beyond a certain line. They can't. The war was not meant to win. It was meant to protect the drug cartels for a while where they were there. And that's just the way it is. I'll move on to something else, because I won't start on that. It makes me angry when I see it happen. But I lost friends over there. I lost several friends over there. I lost someone come home afterwards, died with the Agent Orange poisoning. So, yeah, I know what I'm talking about. But back to the election, I thought this article was just a brief article I wanted to share, because I think it's really kind of hits on the head. November may be the darkest month Americans have seen in a long time. November gathers on the horizon. I liken to watching a hurricane in the Gulf. In rural Oxford, Mississippi, Heather McTeer, Tony, is at her kitchen table with a laptop, a cup of coffee, and some goldfish crackers. A four-year-old is watching Henry Hugglemonster in the next room. Autumn has just arrived. her walks adorned with Beyonce, her Hamilton, in her ears are crisp and centering all the while it approaches. You see it coming toward land, and that intensity is growing. She's comparing what's coming in November to a hurricane that you know is coming, is going to hit land real soon, and you need to prepare yourself. As a matter of fact, my guest next Monday on our program will be Pastor Dana Cummerstone, who's had some dreams concerning this issue. In this dream, the Lord God said many, many times, brace yourself, brace yourself, brace yourself. That's what this lady's saying. Miss Tony's saying, the storm is nearing. Prepare yourself. I don't know what that's going to consist of. I don't know. But it's not going to be pretty, folks. And if you aren't ready to meet it, if you aren't ready to take care of yourself in this area for a while, you're in bad shape. You truly are. And if you haven't called Melody Sears already to get you some kind of financial security, if you still put money in the stock market, you're not listening or you don't care, one or the other. Go ahead, Melody. I'll shut up a minute.
No, I think you're absolutely correct. And, it's such a false... The stock market is so fake. You really want to know about fake news? It's the stock market that's fake. That's fake news. But you're not going to hear it. And that's what keeps everything going. If it wasn't, then why did the Federal Reserve have to buy corporate bonds in the first time of history?
And why did the Fed own so much real estate now?
Yes.
Because they couldn't pay their loans. The people couldn't pay the loans back, so the Feds end up owning the real estate. Now go figure.
Yeah, go figure. So, it's just not the Democrats. It's just not the others. It's the whole picture.
It never has been, Melody. We've been duped into thinking so, one or the other. Republicans are for the rich, Democrats for the poor. I was taught that for years.
In defense of that, though, Butch, it's you can't keep always saying they.
We've been taught that for years.
Name me somebody. Who's they? Well, it's the liberal Democrats. Okay, they can put a picture to that. They can't put
a picture to
they.
It's rhinos.
It's so you have to, who's they? We don't know anymore. I mean, yeah, we could say the Rockefellers, the Rothschilds, and so forth, We don't know, but it's someone like them.
Or a conglomerate of them.
And I think it's a few of them. And then they get everybody else to do their bidding. I mean, the world has to be controlled by somebody. Right, Butch?
Unfortunately,
doesn't have to be, but...
But the God, the power of this, the prince of the power of the air, this world, we know Satan. So, yes, his minions
Satan,
run the world. They run the world.
Yeah, the underworld.
And this article sends Rand Paul, I'm sending Hunter Biden report to the DOJ for criminal referral. I guess you saw that, too.
I did.
On Wednesday,
did you see where he had that minor stroke?
That was the daddy.
You're talking about Rand Paul?
Yeah, this Rand Paul, yeah.
Oh, okay.
Senator Rand Paul was interviewed on Fox News Channel. The story revealed that he was sending the Senate Homeland Security and Finance Committee's preliminary report on Hunter Biden's business dealings to the Department of Justice will ask for a criminal referral. I think riding on Air Force Two and doing business is illegal. I think it's against the law and probably a felony. I think it's illegal to take money from Russian politicians' wife, $3.5 million. Was it reported accurately? So both sides are dirty. Get over it. It is. They are. They have been. So there you go. Unrest around the world is still spreading. Armenia stands ready to trigger a defense pact with Russia as Azerbaijan fighting intensifies. Armenia could trigger its collective defense pact with Russia, the latter of which also has a sprawling military base in Gurumi in the northwest part of the country. But on Monday, the Armenian ambassador to Moscow, Vardin Tonyanyan, has said the escalating of fighting with Azerbaijan has not reached that point yet. There's so far been 31 Armenian troops killed. Since as of today, we don't think we need additional troops or other forces. However, we do believe that Russia has a major role in the Caucasus, and is capable of using political methods to put an end to the bloodshed. So we see another war, another battle warming up over there, in the fact that Russia may soon step in for Armenia against against another army, another fighting front. 31 troops already killed on the Armenian side. So, Melody, that I would call that a skirmish, wouldn't you?
Yeah, I would.
So,
I would.
I don't know what to add to that. I mean, we're seeing Taiwan still intercepting Chinese flights, and China saying you're intercepting our planes over our territory. You know, Taiwan then was their territory. And I see both sides of the argument. America's increasing her forces around that area. China's increasing her forces in that area, doing four naval drills at one time, flexing muscle. The whole world looks like a powder keg. You don't know what's going to blow next.
This is true.
And so, you know, all this affects your finances, folks. Every one affects our finances because the world is linked together in every way possible, especially financially. It affects how we eat, it affects what we get in the stores, it affects your money, our pocketbook. You're used to it, it does. If this wars erupt, it's going to make it worse.
And you know, real brief, there was a cruise ship, and again, this is what's going to happen perhaps to economies. There was a cruise ship. It was the first one from the Greek cruise. Everyone tested negative going on board. There was just 1,000 passengers, and now they have positive results surfaced after tests on 150 among the crew's 666 crew members. They've been isolated and aboard, and now they're awaiting instructions from the public health agency on where the ship is to sail. So, you know, if this happens and supposedly everybody was healthy, passengers had a clean bill of health, the workers did. If this happens, I can see this happen to economies.
Absolutely.
You know, there's going to be a fear, and everybody's going to be shut down again. Anyway, we're shutting down for the day, at least until tomorrow. So I want to thank each and every one of you for joining us. Thank you, Butch. Appreciate it. I look forward to spending an hour with you tomorrow and the listeners. So until then, be safe, good night, and God bless. If I got me a wealthy man.